Civilian agencies could spend about 10% more on IT than what was originally approved in the fiscal 2015 budget. IDC Government Insight says the budget for civilian agencies was set at $43.6 billion for this fiscal year, but IT spending will likely reach about $48 billion by the end of this summer. Sean McCarthy is research director for IDC Government Insights. He's here to tell us more about what he found. Hi, Sean. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, Jared. Absolutely. Glad to do it.
So an extra $5 billion. I don't remember a supplemental appropriation in the last few months from Congress to spend more on IT. Where did this extra 10% bump come from?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You could argue about how that snuck in there. One of the realities of budgeting is that there's really two budgets. There is the annual budget that is approved, discretionary, but then there's the mandatory budget. And some things that fall under mandatory, if you need to make it happen, the money must appear to
make
it happen.
You got to do it, right.
And, yeah, exactly. And, you know, unless you were to analyze every single receipt that came across the desk of the procurement officer, it's tough to see exactly where each one fell. But the reality is the money was spent.
And do we know to what extent this growth is actually new spending on new programs versus just growth in cost in existing previously approved programs?
We do know that to a certain extent. I would say probably about two-thirds of it, maybe a little bit more, is into existing programs. The other third is into new. Part of the thing is that there was more. One of the big spikes was in Health and Human Services. HHS went from around 8.6 to about 12.6 billion for fiscal year 2015. That'll drop back to about, in theory, will drop back to about 11.3 billion for the upcoming fiscal year 2016. We'll see if that does happen. So that's a big jump for 2015. That's about a 45% increase over what was originally budgeted. So that is by far the one that's sticking out there and helping to drive up the costs.
Do we know what accounts for that huge growth in HHS?
Yeah, a lot of it was to do with helping states develop the Medicare management systems that they need in order to make that happen. That was probably the single biggest line item that went over budget.
What else sticks out? I mean, HHS, as you point out, is clearly the biggest driver of the overall growth that we're seeing so far in 2015. What mm-hmm. else? What else sticks out to you across the federal government on the civilian side?
Well, one of the single biggest line items is, to me, kind of a cheat, and that is what they call providing and maintaining IT infrastructure. There's about well over 8,000 lines of individual, you know, pieces that go into the federal IT budget, and they're asked to tag every one of them in Exhibit 53s and things like that that every agency has to file every year. And so the biggest number one line item is, you know, provide and maintain IT infrastructure. What does that mean? Well, it becomes a catch-all for certain things. And so I kind of take that one with a grain of salt. Beyond that, you've got the healthcare administration that we just talked about, and then simple common systems that you see, accounting, border and transportation management, access to care in both HHS and the VA. So a lot of these things are multi-agency in nature, and then there's some big items like we just talked about that kind of jump out there.
As you pointed out, a lot of this growth was on the mandatory side of the budget, but for those portions that were on the discretionary side, I mean, as I said at the beginning, there's no new appropriations here. So does that mean by definition, other programs are being robbed from, just O&M dollars being shifted from one pot into IT?
That is often what happens. A lot of times what you find with the IT spending, too, is that it may come out of a bucket other than IT simply because the program needs something. You know, programs have their own discretionary funding, and it may be something as simple as, hey, we have two new employees, we need two new PCs, or something as complex as, you know, we need new storage, let's get it from the cloud, things like that. So money can sneak into the IT budget sometimes from a variety of places.
The 16 budget has already been proposed, obviously, but to you, what do these numbers that we're seeing already in 15 tell us about what to expect in reality in 16?
Well, I do expect that the overall IT budget is going to go up by a few percentage points. And the reality is, you know, that will be, and again, it depends on how you want to slice and dice it. If you look back to what they were originally talking about, the fiscal year 2015 budget over a year ago, and we're going to end up coming in about 10% higher than that. If you want to compare the so-called final 2015 budget, we're obviously not there yet, but in reality, what's being proposed for 2016 versus 2015 be about 4-4.5% increase when you measure it that way.
All right. And so, again, we're talking about the non-defense side of the IT budget here so far. I understand you're working on a similar report for DOD. Any early conclusions you want to spill the beans on the DOD side? I mean, do you expect to see similar trends, really, is the question.
I do. I expect the DOD budget to be a little bit flatter. Now, keep in mind, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about your typical office systems.
Right.
Things that every agency within DOD, service within DOD uses. It's not, we're not talking about embedded systems, weapon systems, that type of thing. These are just typical computers. But the DOD is the biggest consumer. In fact, if you were to go back 6-7 years ago, DOD represented about 51-52% of the overall IT budget versus, civilian agencies at 48%, let's say. Now, civilian agencies in total come to more, and DOD is hovering around 43-44% of the overall IT budget. So big changes over the year.
That's
why the wars have wound down. DOD has gotten a little bit more efficient in some of the systems that they've managed, gone to multi-service type of environments. Think of things offered by DISA, DARPA, Defense Logistics Agency, shared systems that can be used by all of the services so they don't need to maintain their own.
Makes sense. Sean McCarthy, Research Director at IDC Government Insights. Thanks for sharing your insights, Sean. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good talking with you.